We have a story of emotional support animals. Therapy dogs, as you may know, work at airports across this country to calm anxious travelers, and apparently there are also therapy llamas. Of course, NPR is all over this story. NPR's Katia Riddle reports from Portland, Oregon.
It's a regular day at the Portland airport. Lines, people hustling, a tearful goodbye. But when Benny the llama and Captain Jack the alpaca make an appearance, mesmerized people put down their phones and stare. At least one traveler is moved to tears.
You can tell by my response how joyful I feel to see these animals out here. What a gift.
Lori Sackett and her husband are traveling to see their adult daughter in San Antonio. Sackett says she's especially fond of llamas because when her daughter was a kid, they worked with these animals in 4-H.
She's going to just go wild when she sees the pictures. I mean, truly, it's a magical thing.
Sackett says the llama magic is hard to explain. It's an experience.
It's, well, first of all, have you touched one? They're soft and beautiful, sweet faces. Soft lips. Look at that. Willing to give kisses.
About those kisses, the trainers hand out matchstick-sized carrots. People put them in their mouth, partially sticking out, and the animals peck them right out. Some people are hesitant at first, like Varun Kataria. He eventually relents.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoa! Well done! Was that magical?
That was pretty good, yeah.
Kataria is coming home from a work trip. He's a little stressed after the travel, but he says the experience of kissing a llama has snapped him right out of his worries.
Well, I don't think I've put my mouth on an animal's mouth before, so kind of a nerve-wracking experience.
But afterwards?
I feel good. It was a cute little kiss, yeah.
The trainers who work with these animals say not all llamas are good candidates for this job. Shannon Joy is a co-owner of Mountain Peaks Therapy. She brings these animals to the airport from her farm. They also hire them out for events like corporate gatherings and weddings. Joy looks for very specific and unusual traits when she's recruiting animals for therapy.
So llamas and alpacas are very herd-oriented. They feel safer amongst their peers. And so if you have the llama that is more curious about us as humans than they are their herd, that shows that that animal's confident.
They have to be comfortable being touched and handled a lot.
Maybe 1 in 15 llamas that are going to have that level of confidence, and then maybe 1 in 75 alpacas. It's very rare.
These animals, she says, like most sentient beings, have a personality. Benny the llama and Captain Jack the alpaca happen to be extroverts. Katia Riddle, NPR News, Portland International Airport.